He was a psychiatrist, and was struck by her facial expression, which he claimed never to have encountered outside of a mental institution. Perhaps a psychiatrist might be able to explain her claim that, "I am a man and I love women." In basic terms, she wasn't, and she did. And her record as a lover might be treated as a triumph for lesbianism, gay sexuality, and even women's rights in general. Compared to Highsmith, the likes of Casanova, Errol Flynn, and Lord Byron might be considered lethargic, even demure. She seemed to enjoy affairs with married women in particular, but breaking up lesbian couples came a close second. Had she lived in our era, one could imagine her taking great delight in adding breaking up lesbian marriages to her repertoire. On 6 occasions, at least on record, she choreographed ménage à trois, ensuring that she was the only member of the threesome who was aware of what was going on, and twice she involved a fourth participant. She found time during her busy career as a nymphomaniac to fall deeply in love, becoming enchanted by 5 women in particular. More intriguing than what Highsmith said or did with them were the entries on how she felt in her private diaries and cahiers, notebooks. She was a prolific diary keeper, her diaries alone coming to more than 8,000 pages. The beginning of each relationship is recorded in terms of otherworldly ecstasy, but the hyperbole of infatuation is always accompanied by predictions of murder and death, which usually turned out to be accurate. Not literally, but in terms of the butchery of emotions or the extermination of love. Typically, beauty, perfection, completion, all achieved and seen. Death is the next territory, one step to the left. One of her long-term lovers did attempt suicide and failed, but only just. Highsmith watched as her girlfriend washed down half a bottle of high-strength barbiturates with gin and then left for supper with friends, one of whom Highsmith had had sex with the day before. One of Highsmith's closest friends commented on her disposition as a whole. She was an equal opportunity offender. You name the group, she hated them. Her hate list was impressive in its diversity. Latinos, black people, Koreans, Indians, South Asian, red Indians, the Portuguese, Catholics, evangelicals and fundamentalists, and Mexicans, among others. In 1992, she visited her erstwhile girlfriend, Mary Jane Meeker, in America, and glancing around a diner, remarked on how the vast majority of customers were African.